This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Turkey said Tuesday it is imposing trade restrictions on Israel affecting a range of products until Israel declares a ceasefire in Gaza. The restrictions include trade in 54 categories, including iron, steel, cement, aviation, fuel, and fertilizer. The move comes a day after Israel blocked a Turkish request to carry out an airdrop of aid to Gaza. Multiple countries have conducted aid drops to try to counter what humanitarian organizations have said is a lack of adequate access to bring in badly needed aid through land crossings. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz pledged to respond with parallel measures against Turkey, saying Israel will not respond to violence and extortion. A team from the World Health Organization and other UN agencies were in Gaza Thursday, along with local partners, to inspect damage to the Al-Shifa medical complex in Gaza City. Israeli forces withdrew from the Al-Shifa complex April 1st after a two-week military operation there, leaving behind charred buildings and bodies strewn across the sprawling complex. The team also assisted in identification of human remains and discovered in and around the hospital. WHO emergency officer and trauma surgeon Athanasios Gargavanis said the scene at the complex was difficult to take.
Today, OCHA, WHO, UNMAS, and UNDSS came here to Shifa to support a dignified process for the identification of the remains of the people that died here. This place that used to be a place where life was given is now a place that reminds only death. Hospitals should never be militarized.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is warning against a full-scale military invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza, saying it would have an enormously harmful effect. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told Israelis it will happen, that there is a date. Netanyahu didn't elaborate on details of the prospective invasion, but Israel insisted on sending troops into Rafah, saying the city on the Egyptian border is Hamas's last stronghold. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron is set to meet Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington as part of a trip to push U.S. officials to support new aid for Ukraine. Cameron's visit will also have him hold talks with congressional leaders, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has opposed moving forward with a security bill that features $60 billion in aid for Ukraine's military. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine are training fresh accusations over renewed threats to Europe's largest nuclear power plant that's been caught up in the war. Moscow alleges Ukraine was behind drone attacks on the facility that were witnessed by UN inspectors. Kyiv, meanwhile, accuses Russia of disinformation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of the UN's atomic watchdog agency has condemned a Ukrainian drone strike on one of six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, saying such attacks significantly increase the risk of a major nuclear accident. In a statement on the social media platform X, Rafael Mariano Grossi confirmed at least three direct hits against the main reactor. This cannot happen, he said, adding it was the first such attack since November 2022, when he had set out five basic principles to avoid a serious nuclear accident with radiological consequences. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Climate Agency Copernicus is reporting Earth set record warmth in March for the 10th consecutive month. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
You may have had some cold days last month, but for Earth as a whole, March was the hottest March on record. Data from the European Climate Agency Copernicus shows temperatures averaged 14.14 degrees Celsius worldwide, topping the previous record from 2016 by a tenth of a degree. Compared with the late 1800s, before the burning of fossil fuels began scaling up, it was warmer by 1.68 degrees. And March was the 10th month in a row to set a heat record. Climate scientists attribute most of that to human-caused climate change, from carbon dioxide and methane emissions produced by the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. I'm Ben Thomas.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida begins a much-anticipated visit to Washington Tuesday. The visit, which will include a glamorous state dinner Wednesday, comes amid growing concerns about provocative Chinese military action, as well as a rare moment of public difference between Washington and Tokyo over a Japanese company's plan to buy iconic U.S. steel. Kishida and his wife will stop by the White House Tuesday evening ahead of Wednesday's official visit and a formal state dinner to celebrate a nation that President Joe Biden sees as the cornerstone of his Indo-Pacific policy. Kishida will be the fifth world leader that Biden has honored with a pomp-filled state dinner. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.